Somebody rejoice in the Lord. Come on. Amen. Wow. Amen. Please be seated for a while. Hallelujah. Love you right back. God bless you. Amen. Woo! What a joy. What a joy. Amen. I welcome you to this season. For us, Christmas has just started. This year, 2022, God has been faithful to us. If he's been faithful to you, make your joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the sound of rejoicing will not cease in our family. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. As this year is running off, in the name of Jesus, your grace will not round off. You will continue to shine and do well in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Matthew chapter number 2, I want to read to you. I'm just going to use one scripture in this service from verse 7. Now after Jesus was born, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, he determined from what time the star appeared. Verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. In verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they had presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When I was in primary school, my music teacher was Mrs. Cook. And she told us the worth of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And she taught us the song. If I have time, I will sing it later. This wise man, one of the books in the Bible called the Magi, they had influence by Daniel. They came from the east. They came from Babylon, actually. They were not Christians, but they had the leading of the Lord to be a witness, to locate that Jesus Christ was not like any prophet that met God. It was God himself that came to show humanity how much he loved them. And they came and presented a gift to him. The Bible says they presented gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to ask you a question before I begin to exegete. What did Herod see in a small boy that was afraid of the small boy? What did the devil see in a baby that was afraid of a baby? You may look at yourself and say to yourself, what have I done? Who am I? How much do I have in the bank? What have I done in this life that the devil is after me? The devil doesn't operate kinetically. He operates and looks at things potentially. You may not have anything. Maybe you don't have a car tonight. But potentially, you are going somewhere to happen. You carry God within you. You carry a prophecy. Bible says eternity is in our heart. There are some things that didn't start with you, that didn't start with your father, that God has placed on your inside. You may look at yourself and say, what do I have? What have I done? Why is the devil after me? It's not because of what you've done. It's because of what you could do. God has placed something in you. It's possible people don't recognize it. It's possible people don't know it. It's possible that you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't look like anything or anywhere that you're going. I'm here to let you know that God has placed something in you that the devil is after. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will walk out of this carol service discovering what is on your inside. Yeah. Number two, you will discover, knowing that you can't do anything without Jesus, you will discover Jesus afresh in the name of Jesus. Yeah. What did Herod see? He had to lie. He said, oh, if you see the young child, bring word to me so I can worship the child. But he didn't want to worship the child. He wanted to kill the baby. Of course, we had a prophecy that God said Jesus should be taken to Egypt. I want you to know that Joseph didn't have the resources to take Jesus to Egypt. He didn't have the resources. What he used was the sale of the gold, frankincense, and the myrrh. He relocated for many months to the headquarters of the enemy. Is it not interesting to you to discover that the devil is not everywhere and he doesn't know everything? He was looking for the baby Jesus, and God took him to the headquarters of the devil himself to raise him up. I pray for you. Your destiny will be hidden. Until your time of shining, the enemy will not be able to kill you. Maybe you're afraid. What I'm going to do? They're going to kill me from my village. If God placed it there, God can make Pharaoh raise Moses up and kill every baby. And the baby he's looking for is growing in his house. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not end the way your adversary planned it. God will hide you. Provision is not as important as protection. God did not see. You can't provide for a family you do not protect. So protection first before provision. For God to have revealed that thing to you is because he has protected that thing. I pray in the name of Jesus, what you will eat in 2023 will come to you. They plotted for Joseph and they sold him. And they did all sorts to him. They sent him to prison. But God's will came to pass. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The protection of God shall be real in your life. Everything God has provided and he has called you to do will be real in your life. You will not fail. You will end well. In the name of Jesus, you will do well. So the people saw the star that in them. And they presented to them. The first thing that touched me was when they got to the house. They didn't see a baby. They saw God. How you see things matter. Is it ordinary? I just went to a place. Two people just greeted. Eternity is in your heart. Say after me, eternity is in my heart. Say, I'm not ordinary. Therefore, my results will not be ordinary. They presented gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There are three gifts described in the Bible, but they presented four gifts. They worshipped, which was the fourth gift. They could get to that zoo culture place and begin to perceive a smell. And begin to hear, no. What they saw was God. They looked beyond. Another thing the Bible says is that it was wrapped in a swaddling cloth. They had to see with their eyes of revelation. What God has brought you to the earth to do is wrapped. It is not open. That's why people treat you the way they treat you. That's why people make you sit in places they invite you last. The important things to them, they put it forward. But you are the last they will inform because you are wrapped. I'm praying to God in the name of Jesus. What God has placed on your inside shall be revealed. Your vision will speak. If you believe it, shout him like fire. They worshipped him. How do you expect old wise men to begin to worship a baby? They worshipped him. You are here today. You'll be made to worship God. Jesus was not like any other prophet that met God along the way. It's God himself. It's called Emmanuel, God with us. One thing God cannot do for himself is to worship himself. He cannot say, God, you are good. You are big. He can't say that. He can do anything, but he can't worship himself. And the best worship you can give to God is to live your life for him. It's not to sing a song or to say, God, you are great. He's already great. But for you to live a life worthy of your calling, to bypass every other thing happening in the society, and you decide to live for him in the midst of perverse and crooked world, is worshiping God. The Bible says in Romans 12 and verse 2, if you read modern versions like Amplified versions, Amplified version, in Romans 12 verse 2, it says, don't be conformed to this age, or fashioned after, or adapt to his external superficial custom, but be transformed, changed by the total renewal of your mind. It says, that's your spiritual worship. I want you to see the Message translation or New Living translation, where it says, that's your spiritual worship. That's what God expects you to do. That's your worship. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus, as you worship him today. Maybe you've always known that is God, but the way the choir presented him today to you, it went to another level. What you're feeling right now, don't think everybody feels it. The way you feel right now, what you're hearing, what God is saying to your heart, don't think everybody hears what is saying to your heart. That's why the Bible says, let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There's something God is saying in this service. Maybe you've done everything. You've been everywhere. The only thing you've not done was to receive Jesus genuinely in your life. If that's you, make up your mind that today will be the first day of the rest of your life. It's possible you brought people to church, or it's possible someone brought you to church. It's possible people think you're a good Christian, but you know on your inside that you're not there yet. Nobody's there. What we do is to strive to receive the reason why he died. Many years ago, the Holy Ghost told me a story. And I want to tell you the story. There's a particular bridge that many people go to the farm through. But a train normally passes there early in the morning. A man discovered that the bridge had broken into two. So he ran to stop the train before the train moved. But the train moved already. So he stood on the rail and began to wave that it should stop. He wanted to come off the rail, but he imagined how many people would die in that train that day. When they get to the bridge, they won't be able to press the brake anymore. So he began to wave, but the driver of the train could not stop. Should I match the brake? Should I match him? Should I match the brake? He couldn't stop, but matched him and he died. When he died, the train stopped just before entering the broken bridge. And the driver said, everybody should come out. This man stopped us. This man died for us. You know the difference between that story and this story? Jesus died and he rose again to make sure that why he died for you came to pass in your life. You may be seated in the church while you are touched and you are feeling, wow, I think I need to take my relationship with God to another level. Somebody doesn't feel the way you're feeling. The Bible says, blessed is the man whom the Lord causes to approach him. If God is knocking in your heart, open the door for God and there will be a new beginning for you. Maybe you're here, you've been born again before, but you went back and your Christian life is not what it's supposed to be. Or you're giving your life to Christ for the first time. Anybody who laughs at you needs salvation themselves. Everybody and everybody in this place that has a relationship with God will never laugh at you. If angels will rejoice over one soul that is saved, how much more people that will come out tonight? People that are on the same frequency with angels of God will rejoice when you come out. If you are here in the service, you want me to pray for you? Don't wait for anybody. Come quickly. Come. Take that bold step. Come. God bless you. Open that door at the foyer. Come, come, come. Say, Jesus, I'm yours. Come, come. Take that bolster. You're not a man because you have muscles. Because you know what to do and you want to do it. Come. Let today become the first day of the rest of your life. I'm not preaching to someone else, I'm preaching to you. Come, take that bolster.
Till the day you will come, Jesus,
I am yours.
I am yours. I am yours. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am yours.
What God has asked you to do will not bring blood out of you. Will you allow 2022 to pass and you'll be living the way you're living right now? No. Let there be the first day of the rest of your life. If you clap more, there will come out more. If you clap more, there will come out more. Some people don't care, but if you care, clap more. There will come out more. Thank you, Father. Can we pray together with them? But before we pray, let me just quickly pray for these people. Father, the reason why you sent Jesus to the earth to live for 33 and a half years, was basically because you loved the world and you wanted to save the world. Lord, put some passion in our heart. Put the passion in the heart of these people. Through them, let many know Jesus Christ. Let there be a new beginning. Father, they came out not knowing how they will feed, not knowing where to live, not knowing what to do. Some of them are doing things against your word. Sort everyone out. Do what only you could have done. Lord Jesus, as faces are different, needs are different. Lord, step in and meet everyone at the point of their needs. I pray for the young children that are out here. Some of them, they barely know you, but they want to know you more. Lord, touch people's hearts. Touch people's hearts. Touch your children's hearts. Let them not go to hell. Give them a brand new beginning. Thank you, Father. Father, we promise to give you the glory when you sort everyone out. We promise to give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, say, Father, I heard your word and I believe your word. I believe Jesus died on the cross. I believe Jesus rose and I believe he's ascended. And I believe right now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Therefore, everything Jesus did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive everything in my human spirit. I'm a new creation. I'm born again now. Let the Holy Spirit begin to reside within me on another level. Jesus, I want to be your friend. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Do you know what you did now? You just give God the permission to take over your life. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah.